Welcome to Healthy Voyager Radio. I'll be your host, the Healthy Voyager, Carolyn Scott. Welcome back to Healthy Voyager Radio. I'm Carolyn Scott, aka the Healthy Voyager from healthyvoyager.com. I'm so glad to be back. I know it's been quite a while. The holidays came and went, but in between then and now, I got married. I had a fabulous honeymoon. And in between that, I took some time to get some great things lined up for the show, as well as the whole Healthy Voyager brand. A lot of very exciting stuff happening, and I'm happy to be back on the airwaves sharing fun, healthy lifestyle info with all of you again. Well, even though we're almost through the first quarter of 2010, it's still a new year, and it's a new decade, and it's a new season. Spring, right? Spring is here, and that means spring cleaning, spring holidays, spring break, and all things fresh and new. I'm not sure how many of you have kept up with your New Year's resolutions, but if you haven't, don't worry about it, because I think spring is just as good a time, if not a better time, to implement some healthy and green habits into your life. Winter's pretty tough because it's cold and gray, and it's not so great to get you motivated when you're freezing and indoors and wearing sweats all the time. But springtime means sun and pretty much the preview to summer, so it gives you a lot of incentive to get fit and want to be outdoors, you know? I just wanted to share a few things that might help you get the most out of spring this year and will really set the tone for the remaining months ahead. Because if you get all kind of set and fit now, then that'll kind of carry you through the rest of the year. So the first one is spring clean your kitchen. Your best health starts with the foods you eat and what you use to prepare and store your foods. Toss out plastic containers, scratched up Teflon pans, dirty towels, and if you can, try to toss out your microwave. I know it's tough to embark on a total kitchen overhaul because it's pretty expensive to replace big, heavy, you know, kitchen utensils. But if you start by replacing your most used items first, then you can kind of just add as you go. Start with one or two pans, your saucepan or your fry pan, whatever you use the most, switching to stainless steel or a ceramic-based, ceramic enameled cast iron pot or pan. Get a few glass containers and start throwing away the crappy old Tupperware, plastic Tupperware, or fake Tupperware Gladware. And check out my blog for my kitchen spring cleaning list. I just put that up this week, so check that out. It's Spring Clean Your Kitchen is the post. And that can help you get started as soon as you possibly can. Some of my favorite brands to replace things with are Green Pots, which are eco and affordable alternatives to Le Creuset, which are really beautiful, heavy enamel cast iron dishware, potware. And the Green Pots have made a beautiful line just as pretty as Le Creuset. And the colors are even prettier, and they're totally eco, and they're a lot better priced than Le Creuset. So check them out. It's Green Cooking Pots, Green Cooking Pots. And then there's also the Green Pan, which is a ceramic nonstick, non-toxic nonstick type cooking pan. So it looks kind of like a Teflon nonstick, but it's not. It's ceramic. So check those guys out too. The Green Pan. All right, get outdoors. It's warming up outside. So if you're not a gym rat, that's totally fine. Start with walking or hiking, swimming, joining a local sports league, and enjoy the sun because being outdoors is free exercise and you get fresh air and vitamin D from the sun. Start a regular group with friends or even your honey to keep you on track, and you'll have that time to look forward to because with everyone's busy schedule, it's kind of nice to combine your workout with your social time. Because in that way, you make sure you have both in your life because sometimes we sacrifice one or the other because of lack of time or money or whatever. So kind of kill two birds at one stone and maybe make your workout social. Plant a garden. Start your own veggie and herb garden, even if it's small. And if you have kids, this is a really great activity to engage them in. It's eco, it's healthy, and it'll save you money in the long run. In addition, you can start a compost to help fertilize your garden later and use every bit of your goodies without wasting anything. That'll teach your kitties some good stuff too about reusing and recycling. Look into late spring, early summer classes for you and your kids. If you're short on cash, you know, that summer trip or that weekly movie night might not happen this year. And classes can be pretty affordable and can keep you just as busy. I know summer camps are expensive too. So maybe look into some kind of classes. Check your local community college for their offerings for the summer. They've got all kinds of stuff from dance to cooking, sculpting, adventure camping, you name it. They've got all kinds of stuff. You'd be surprised what you can learn in just a few weeks. And who knows, you might meet some new people and that could end up being a good social time too. Or you might even pick up a new career. And also eat seasonally. Shop green and shop locally. Lucky for you, my guests today are going to be able to elaborate on this last tip so you can get your spring started right. I'm so excited about today's guests and I couldn't have asked for a better way to start the new season of Healthy Voyager Radio. Great seasonal cooking tips and eco fashion beauty shopping advice ahead to take you through spring and the rest of your year. So let's take a quick short break and we'll be right back with my first guest, the blissful chef, Christy Morgan.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. And remember, don't drink and drive. It's just not worth it.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Healthy Voyager Radio. My first guest is one of my favorite macrobiotic vegan chefs. Miss Christy Morgan, also known as the Blissful Chef, shares her recipes and cooking videos and a wealth of delicious info all over the web. I'm very excited to have on with me right now my friend and the Blissful Chef, Miss Christy Morgan. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show, especially my first show back after a long hiatus. I'm excited to bring some fresh info back to the airwaves.
Yay.
So tell us a little bit about the Blissful Chef.
Well, I am the Blissful Chef. I have been a chef for about 5 years, and I've had a business here in Los Angeles for about 4 years, and I came up with this concept and this name, the Blissful Chef, recently because I wanted something that was catchy that people would recognize, and it fit my personality so well and my whole philosophy. And I just love the name, the Blissful Chef, because everybody wants to feel bliss and feel radiant and great. And I think that eating balanced nutritious plant-based food helps you be able to find that bliss. So that's where
totally.
I came up with the idea. Yeah.
Very cool. And what kind of stuff do you do with, you know, under the umbrella of the Blissful Chef?
Well, I am a private chef. If people want to hire me to come and cook at their house, I teach cooking classes all over town. I have different locations that are convenient for anybody who lives in Los Angeles. And I'm always looking for new places to host me if they want to do classes or cooking parties or anything like that. And then I have my blog, which is full of recipes and information. And I do cooking videos. So I have a YouTube channel and my ramblings on health and nutrition.
So tell us a little bit about, for, you know, listeners who are not sure what macrobiotic cooking is, a little bit about what that is.
Well, macrobiotics is more than just cooking. It's a way of life and it's a philosophy, and it comes from Japan. A man in Japan brought it over to the United States and created this sort of philosophy based in Chinese medicine. So it's very holistic. It's not just about the food. It's about your environment that you live in and how you take care of yourself and your, you know, where you live and eating locally and seasonally. There's a lot involved in it. And it's really interesting. I actually went vegan first and wanted to go to culinary school after I started teaching myself to cook. and I had no idea what macrobiotics meant, but I knew that this one particular culinary school was mostly vegan and wasn't that expensive compared to some other schools, so I just jumped right in having no idea what it meant, and I feel so blessed that I learned about the philosophy because I learned about true nutrition and how our organs work and how our food affects more than just our physical health, but our emotional health, our spiritual health, our psychological health, everything. Food is so important. So it gave me this, it's, macrobiotics means large life or the big, you know, the big picture. So it gave me a bigger picture and understanding of food and everything.
What are some of the, I guess, characteristics of macrobiotic foods? Like what makes a meal macrobiotic?
Well, the general principles are you want it to be organic, local and seasonal, ideally. And it's a plant-based diet, so whole grains, plant-based proteins, lots of vegetables, greens, sea vegetables, which is the one thing that's sort of missing from the American and the vegan diet is sea vegetables because they're so full of minerals and vitamins and like calcium and stuff. So that's one kind of foreign thing that most people are kind of like, I don't know about those. But it can, you know, it can be very Japanese in its origin, so miso soup and just eating kind of a balanced plate of food. And, you know, it's very involved if people wanted to learn more. But a lot of people are probably eating macrobiotic food and they don't even know it. Because if you eat a plant-based diet and you eat whole grains and, you know, kale and all that good stuff, then you're probably eating macrobiotic and you don't even know it. So,
well, look at that.
Yeah.
So how do you come up with your recipes?
Well, I get inspiration from many things. I'm a big proponent of local, organic, seasonal produce. That's kind of my thing, and I feel like it's the most sustainable way to eat. So I often get inspiration just by what's in season. Like I go to the farmer's market, I check out what's going on there and see what is available, and I get inspiration from the farmer's market. I also get inspiration from different ethnicities. I love ethnic food. I get inspiration when I go to different restaurants or, you know, different chefs and different bloggers. Like, there's so much amazing food out there that I get inspiration from. Also, a lot of times I do the open up the fridge game and see whatever's in there and just create something out of whatever's left in there. So that's always fun to do.
Excellent. Leave nothing to waste. What is your favorite dish to cook?
I always get asked this question all the time from everybody. And I don't really have one favorite thing because I love food so much that it's I cannot think of anything that I, you know, couldn't live without because I don't want to live without anything that's from the earth, you know. I love a meal that's balanced, that's local, that's organic, that's nourishing, that, you know, nourishes my mind, body, and spirit and makes me feel really great. So, you know, I don't really have a good answer for that.
What about, I know you said you like to cook a lot of ethnic stuff. Is there something you lean more towards like Mexican or Asian style or, you know, anything like that?
I love it all. I don't really like spicy food too much, but I grew up in Texas, so I love Mexican food, and the macrobiotic diet is very Japanese, so I love Japanese food and, you know, Asian-style food. When I cook for myself at home, just everyday cooking, it's pretty simple. I'm very happy with, you know, like just a pot of pressure-cooked brown rice. You know, makes me so happy. So, you know, I can go more gourmet and then I can go more simple. So.
Mm-hmm. Just depending on your mood.
Exactly. And if I'm feeding other people.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you think it's important to eat seasonally?
Well, eating seasonally, and that in tune means you're probably eating locally, because if you're You know what I mean? Like if you're eating seasonally, it's probably local food that comes from your area, which is even it's just as important, if not, they go hand in hand. So if you're eating local and seasonal, that means you're eating food that's in your region within like 100 to 300,000, 300 miles, not 300,000. And so the food isn't traveling so far to get to your plate. So you're, it's fresher, it tastes better, and you're not contributing to like the petroleum crisis.
Right.
And if you live in a particular area for a long period of time, your body adjusts to that environment. It adjusts to the air quality. It adjusts to the water quality that's in your area. So it's all about being in tune with your surrounding environment.
Right.
If we're eating tropical fruit or tropical food all the time, then your body is going to start adjusting more to that environment. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's what I mean. Yeah.
So what prompted you to write your e-cookbook? Tell us about the process of how you came up with those recipes and kind of picked what was going to go in and what was kind of left out.
Well, I have started a series because, I'm all about the local seasonal food. So it's a spring edition. So springtime is coming, and there's different foods that are in different seasons. And in macrobiotic philosophy, there's something called the five element theory, which I talk about on my blog, and in this cookbook, I talk about it. And it's a philosophy, you know, there's five seasons, and they're connected to different organs and different types of cooking methods. I mean, it's very intuitive, and it's very common sense, because if it's warm outside, if it's summertime, then of course you're not going to want to bake or do heavy oil saute. You're going to want food that's lighter. You're going to use different cooking methods. So the ebook talks about that. It talks about what foods are good for spring, what beans, what vegetables, what kind of cooking methods, all of those things, so that you're just prepared to eat seasonally and with those principles. And the food in that ebook is also seasonal local foods, and use those cooking methods that go along with the season. So there'll eventually be five ebooks, or I'm working towards my published full-length cookbook, which is called Cooking with the Season. So it'll have all of that information.
Very cool. I'm excited for that. And I know your e-cookbook is awesome. And even just from the stuff that you have on your website, there's such a good variety of meals and ideas, from quick and easy to a little bit more gourmet, so it's kind of good for everybody.
Yeah, I think I expose people to a new way of looking at food and a new way of eating. Like, since I was vegan first and then I was trained in macrobiotics, I sort of have this fusion of philosophy that I think is more accessible to most people. So a lot of people try things that they've never tried before that are more macrobiotic, and they fall in love with it. Or people who have never eaten vegan or macrobiotic food at all try my food, and they're just opened up to this whole new array of vegetables and different styles of cooking. So it's very exciting.
Well, good. I know you mentioned that you teach classes. Do you do private, public, both? And can you tell us about that and where listeners can sign up?
Yeah, I do public classes and private. If somebody wants to hire me privately, I can come into their home and teach them one-on-one. And I also do public classes, like I said, all over town. There's different locations, and it's all on my website, theblissfulchef.com. And there's a couple of different calendars cruising around the internet that have my events as well. So, yeah, you can check it out on theblissfulchef.com, or you can sign up for my email list, which I do a monthly newsletter, and any kind of events that are coming up, I always email my group.
Very cool. So, now, with the private chefing or private cooking, how does that work? Like, if it's just one single dude, or if it's a family, or if people just want to take a couple cooking classes in their house, how does that kind of work? Do you do it all?
Yeah, I mean, some people a lot of people are just wanting to transition into eating healthier. Maybe they eat kind of a standard American diet, and they want to move more towards the vegetarian diet. So I do consulting. I can come into your house, take you on grocery shopping trips, revamp your whole kitchen, your kitchen tools, your, you know, your pans and pots, like just redo everything for you and help you get set up where you're ready to eat healthy and cook healthy food. And then a lot of people want cooking instruction to go along with that, or a lot of people, you know, are already vegetarian, but they don't know how to cook, so they want to come in. I meet so many vegans that don't know how to cook.
Yeah,
I just went to a potluck last night, and it's a vegan potluck, and of course, like, you know, there's like hummus and pita bread, and I tried to bring a lot of things because I had a feeling that there wasn't going to be a lot of prepared meals. So it's really important for even vegetarians and vegans to come to my classes so they can get a better understanding of how to nourish themselves.
Sure. And there's such a pitfall of good vegan junk food available now that people just don't bother cooking anymore because at least here in LA, it's so easy to find vegan food.
Oh, yeah.
So it doesn't really force people to cook anymore. So it's a little too accessible these days. So cool. So any yummy tips or a recipe for a really good springtime brunch that you could share with us?
Well, I mean, there's tons of stuff on my blog. I love brunch food. I actually had a brunch class, but not that many people signed up for it, which I was surprised, because when you switch over to a vegan plant-based diet, breakfast food is the kind of the one thing that really stumps people usually.
Because
breakfast food in America is eggs, bacon, you know, buttermilk pancakes.
Exactly.
So being able to learn how to make healthy, delicious vegan brunch food that's almost exact, like taste almost exactly, but better as your old versions, like that was one of my favorite things to learn in culinary school, and I love making brunch for people.
If you had a choice of a good brunch, what would the menu consist of?
Well, I love brunch food, like I said. I'd probably maybe do some savory crepes with maybe some caramelized fennel and tempeh bacon.
Yum.
Yeah, maybe some roasted sweet potatoes.
That sounds like a delicious spring brunch. Did you have stuff like that on your website?
I do have the tempeh bacon recipe on my website.
Well,
and
you might have
to post. Yeah.
Yeah, you might have to put that up there, because our listeners might want to go ahead and do that this weekend. Savory crepe with some delicious tempeh bacon. So
post today. I did just put a full spring menu today, but it didn't have brunch food on it. But I did just post something that has a soup and a salad and a grain and a protein and a sea vegetable, some delicious spring stuff on my website today. So
well, perfect. Very cool. Do you have any other tips on how to kind of start this new decade and this spring season off on the right foot?
Well, definitely springtime and this spring element is a time of rebirth and new energy is flowing. You know, everything is sprouting. We had so much rain. It's bringing new flowers and new amazing things. So it's a rebirth. It's a good time to like make new commitments for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I know the new year is the time where you do that, but really the springtime is the best time to actually make those resolutions because the energy in the environment supports that. So it's a good time to also clear out things in your house and in your closet, get rid of old things, just flush things out so that you make space for new energy to come and new ideas to come.
Mm-hmm.
And, the spring element is the liver, so it's a good time to do cleansing if you like to do cleansings. I don't really suggest fast for most people, but it's definitely a good time to cleanse the liver and, you know, try to eat healthier. Reduce your processed foods, reduce your sugar, those kinds of things. Eat lots of greens. This is the green time of year, so kale, collards, dandelion, all those greens.
Yes, good tips. Absolutely, I agree with all of that. Now, where can we find out more about you and your classes and all that good stuff?
On my website, theblissfulchef.com, that has everything from my services and my bio, and then it directs you to my blog.
Perfect.
There's interviews on the web, different interviews and reviews of my cookbook that you can find.
And where can we get your e-cookbook? On the website as well?
Yes, it's available on my website. When you go to theblissfulchef.com, on the first page, in the right sidebar, you'll see the little photo of the cookbook, and you just click there.
Perfect. I urge everyone to get that, because not only is it affordable, it's great for this season. So go check it out,
thank
people.
You. Yeah,
well,
thanks.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Christy. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, have a great spring holiday weekend, and I look forward to seeing more blissful chefiness coming up.
Thank you.
Stay with us, because after the break, we will welcome the gals of the Eco Lux Life.
This is President Barack Obama. In the story of America, the greatest chapters are moments of challenge, when we see people serving their country and one another. Volunteers who step forward into hospital corridors and church basements, along levees and fire lines. And the next chapter is yours to help write. Sign up to volunteer at usaservice.org. That's usaservice.org. Let's renew America together.
A message from Renew America Together, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thanks for tuning back into Healthy Voyager Radio. My next guest is one of the co-founders of a fun eco-shopping website called TheEcoLuxLife.com. I love all the goodies that they have on their site, and I'm quite excited to have them here to tell us about it today. Welcome, Miss Sydney Garchek. How are you?
I am good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I'm excited to have you on. I was so stoked to meet you at the Go Green Festival this year, and I love what you guys are doing. So can you tell us a little bit about the Eco Lux Life?
Yeah, well, thank you first for allowing us to tell you a little bit about the Eco Lux Life. You know, we love the Healthy Voyager, and especially being a celiac, you know, we find all sorts of helpful tips and resources. So thank you again. And yeah, of course, I'd like to tell you a lot about Tell, actually, as we call it around our office halls. And we are an online store, blog, and forum. Our motto is, you know, come learn, shop, and share about all things eco, all in one place at the same time. And we've created the largest online eco-friendly store with products that run the entire lifestyle spectrum, from beauty to fashion to home to mom and baby, pets, men. We don't forget you, men. And much, much more. And we have many price points, so you can find those eco things out there that will work for you. We want
very cool.
Yeah, we really want people to know that eco really isn't about compromise anymore. And all these products are phenomenal. So,
yeah, I say you got some really neat stuff. And it's such a cute site, user-friendly, just really neat ideas, which, of course, we'll get into in just a sec. What was the reason for starting Eco Lux Life?
You know, and thank you. We really do love the layout of the site, and we think it's chic and fun, and that's really, you know, what we were going for, that kind of look and feel. But, you know, life really got us started on this website. My partners and I, we all love shopping, you know, as many women do. And it started to turn to greener products over the years, and mostly for health reasons for us and for, you know, we're looking out for the environment. And the problem was that we couldn't find one location where we didn't have to compromise on quality or style. We wanted jewelry to be chic and fun and not hippie and granola and made of hemp, although we have many very cute hemp things on our website, and my view of hemp has completely changed. But we wanted our cosmetics to work as well as, the toxic counterparts, and we wanted our household and clothing items to have less of an impact on our health and the environment. So we were searching and searching, but we really couldn't find what we were looking for, so we made it ourselves. And, you know, girls love to be the envy of their friends when they find new cool things, so we get to do that for a living.
That's awesome. So how does the site actually work? Are these products any of your products? Are there more? Are they more other retailers? How do you guys work that?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we actually don't make anything. We're instead an aggregator. So if you think about it like a mall, and a big indoor mall, and what you do is you can go into each store and buy from different vendors, you know, the Nordstrom's of the world, whatever's in a mall. And what we've done is bring all of those vendors to one place so you can get everything under one roof. We're like the online end-all be-all of eco malls.
Very cool. Yeah, I'd say you've got everything on there. It's hard to choose what you want to shop for. How do you guys go about finding the companies that you want to promote and sell on the site? Like, what's your criteria?
Lots and lots of research is how we go about it. You know, our goal is to bring the biggies of the eco world, but also to find all of those tiny companies located around the country that have a phenomenal product that you wouldn't otherwise know about if you didn't live in the area or were friends with the makers. So, you know, there are some really great eco goodies out there, and we want all of our readers to know about them. The hardest part, as you mentioned, with the criteria and, you know, how do you choose, is there's something called greenwashing, which I'm sure you know about. And greenwashing means that the product is labeled or touted as eco or green or organic or natural, et cetera, when it really isn't. And unfortunately, there's a lack of regulation in the industry. So for now, until that regulation is improved, we've made it our job to create a sense of transparency amongst the products. So we lay out the facts to our consumers, and then we're actually working on a third-party rating system right now, which we're in the process of implementing, so that we can provide to our consumers the entire picture, soup to nuts, of how green these products really are. And then our consumers can make an informed decision, because that's really the best that anyone can do at this point.
Very cool. Now, what do you think sets you apart from other green shopping sites?
Well, we're the coolest girls in town, of course. But, you know, no, the main difference we feel was our desire to make the website really fun, unintimidating, and cheap. You know, granola is out. We don't live on beaches and not wash our hair. You know, we wanted the shopping experience to be ultra easy, and we wanted it to be fun, and we have a very wide breadth of products and price ranges. And, you know, we're just like everyone else. It took me a really long time to leave my Armani Foundation behind, but, you know, we did it. We did it, and we realized that people find safety in numbers, and you're not going to get comfortable with brands you've never heard of. So right. So we want everyone to try all the products. And the other thing we've done is we've created a sample program where for $25 a year, you get 4 packs of trial size eco goodies. And they're about 10 goodies a pack. So about 40 products over the year in trial size. So you can have you can have fun checking out new products without spending a fortune. And, you know, you can make baby steps. There's really no point to be preachy. We all just
exactly.
Want to have fun.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think a lot of people are kind of scared to try green stuff because sometimes it does end up being a little bit on the pricier side, or they don't know if the quality is as good as their usual brand or whatever it is. So that's a great idea that you're letting people kind of try it out before they, you know, take the plunge, you know?
Yeah, you know, and look, we have that same issue, and we have multiple price points. Our big thing is, you know, take what you have in your bathroom or in your closet and use the exact same price points, and you'll find the same quality and the same price point on our site. And it is hard to make a switch if you don't know it's going to be successful. So that's why people have really enjoyed the sample program, even just for we found last pack, we sent out a laundry dryer sheet, and people loved it because it's hard to pull the trigger on something new if you're not sure if it's going to work. You know, you don't want to compromise on quality. And,
exactly.
You know, who doesn't love getting little packages in the mail and trying lots of stuff? I do.
Yeah, that's such a great idea. That definitely is, I would say, what sets you apart from most other green shopping sites. And I think that's key, letting people, you know, try before they buy.
Yeah.
What do you think, why do you think it's so important to shop green?
You know, I think that green living is as much about health as it is about the environment. And there's plenty of research out there that shows the effects of our current habits on ourselves and on our planet. You know, I really think the question these days is less about whether you're green, but kind of to what extent. So we tell everyone one of the most important things about being a responsible consumer is don't up and trash your whole wardrobe, makeup bag, cleaning products, entire home. Don't do that, because that's kind of what's gotten us to where we are now. And instead, just phase green products in as you need them. You know, as many chic authors suggest, you know, a lot of eco-chic books that are really cute and done really well. And you have to vote with your dollars. So if you want to continue to change and you want additional transparency, then you have to ask for it. And for big companies, and even for little companies, to be successful, you need to vote with your dollars. That's the only way we're going to change things.
That's a great answer. What have you found to be your most popular shopping section? Is it beauty? Is it fashion? Is it home stuff?
You know what's funny is skincare, makeup, clothing are really popular. And one of the reasons for that is obviously people like to start with what's closest to their body. If you think about a nicotine patch or a birth control patch, what goes on your body goes in your body. That's definitely clear. So I think for people, that's where they start. But the funniest thing is people love their pets. And we have had a lot of traffic and orders in our pet section. And some people will sacrifice themselves, like my sister. She gets the pet bed before she gets herself a new shirt. It's the funniest thing. But, yeah, I'd say skincare, makeup, clothing, and pets are our most popular.
Very cool. What else can we find on the Eco Lux Life besides just shopping?
What else is there? we have an educational blog which provides tricks and tips and detailed product reviews. And we have these things that come out every day called Eco-OMGs, which are really cute and kitschy. And we try to have all of our content be a wide variety and fun. And there's lots to choose from. We produce new content every day. If one thing doesn't interest you, you can find something else that hopefully will. And we have a forum where people can comment on products, trends, issues, et cetera, so that you can get real raw feedback from your peers, you know, kind of like Yelp.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So it's not just shopping.
Yeah. It's interesting to see what people like and dislike. And, you know, we don't chat ourselves as experts. So if you don't want to listen to us, that's not a problem. Listen to your peers, because they're the ones that will, you know, people trust.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Any eco tips or best gift ideas for Passover or Easter?
Well, one of the easiest changes we think you can make, and I'm a huge foodie, as I know you are, is to go local. If you can find a local farmer in your area, become best friends. Usually they don't use the same amount of pesticides, and obviously there was no shipping that good across the country to get it to you. And if you can't find a local farmer, Farmer Ted's not around you, or Farmer Sarah, whomever, check out, if you're more urban, check out the farmers markets. They'll help save money. you'll be a much healthier food consumer. And, you know, for more specific tips like candle votives made out of eggshells for tablescapes and doing really cool branches, mm-hmm. decorations, check out the site. It's really amazing what people can come up with.
Very cool. Very cool. Any tips on how to start this new decade or this spring season besides that awesome tip about being friends with Farmer Ted?
You know, it's kind of cliche, but we say make one change. And mm-hmm. we all end up buying new sunscreen every spring. No one ever keeps their sunscreen. I lose mine every. It's in one beach bag or the other, and you never find it. So try an all-natural one this year. You know, when you run out of Windex, buy a plant-based cloud spray. We did something in our office called the lipstick test. And the challenge is to use an all-natural lip gloss or lipstick for 2 weeks and then try to go back to your original chemically filled one. And you would be amazed by the results. You don't want to put that old, funky thing near your face. It's really amazing. You'll never go back to your Chanel lip gloss, we promise. But, you know, whatever you want to start with, wherever you want to try, you know, your body will thank you, and just start with one thing.
Smart. Yeah, I agree. I mean, like I said earlier, too, a lot of people kind of shun the idea because they expect that there needs to be an entire overhaul, and that can be expensive. But, yeah, if you just start little by little, and you know, with the most popular items that you use, yeah, I agree.
It's not feasible to, unfortunately, to overhaul everything. You have to make baby steps. You'll get there eventually. But we won't yell at you if you still drive your SUV around. We promise.
Where can we find out more about the EcoLux Life?
You can find us on our website, which is TheEco, TheEco, Lux Life, LuxLife.com. And we'd love to hear from you. So if you'd like to comment or send us, you know, your comments on our website or questions, we'd love to hear from you. But TheEcoLuxLife.com.
Very cool. And I'll definitely put that up on my website so that if you didn't remember to put the before EcoLux Life and you're wondering where the site is, you can always refer back to Healthy Voyager and I'll tell you.
Yeah, we're sorry. It's very complicated. But if you remember the acronym TELL, TELL, then there are the first letters. That'll at least get you started.
Oh, yeah, huh. That's cute. Perfect.
Thank you.
And I know you were mentioning to me earlier that you may have a little treat for our listeners.
Yes, of course. And thank you so much for listening to me blabber away for the last And to all the listeners out there, we'd like to offer a coupon to our store. So if you go to theecoluxlifestore.com, or you can find it through the site, we are going to, with the coupon code HealthyVoyager, if you enter it at checkout, you'll get $5 off a purchase of $20 or more.
Nice. Nice. Get yourself your own little Easter present. The Easter bunny passes you by.
That way you can pick what you want.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much, Sydney, for being a guest on my show today. I'm glad to be back, and it's always fun to be back with good guests. So have a very happy spring holiday to you and your family.
Thank you. You too. And thank you so much for having us on your show. We were so excited to be asked, and it's an honor, really.
Aw, thanks. And I hope you get a ton of new customers because I love what you guys are doing. You have really neat stuff on your site.
Thank you very, very
thanks,
much.
Sydney. Everybody hang tight because we will be back right after these messages.
Yuck.
Ugh.
Cover your mouth.
Don't you know it's flu season?
Do your part to stop the spread of seasonal and H1N1 influenza. Remember to cover your coughs and sneezes and wash your hands thoroughly and frequently. Use soap and water if you can, but an alcohol-based hand rub will also help. For more information, visit mdhflu.com. Sponsored by the Minnesota Department of Health, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
we're back to Healthy Voyager Radio. All right, make sure you visit theblissfulchef.com and theecoluxlife.com. You can follow them both on Facebook as well as Twitter. Make sure you check their websites to see what they're working on. They've got lots of great info on how to live happier, healthier, and greener lives. So The Blissful Chef and The Ecolux Life. Check those both out, and you'll get some great recipes and some good shopping in. Make sure you join me next week when I welcome Jenna Phillips from Mission Possible, as well as Suzanne Monroe from Real Life Food. We will learn how to get fit the fun way, as well as how to be healthy and how to possibly begin a career in teaching others how to be healthy. Springtime is the time for new things, so be sure to listen in as you just might find that career change you've been looking for, or maybe just a diet change or a workout change. As for Healthy Voyager, you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at the @ Healthy Voyager. And on Facebook, you can check out the Healthy Voyager fan page or the Follow the Healthy Voyager group page. I'm also on MySpace, if anyone's still on MySpace, and YouTube and all kinds of other sites. I write for a bunch of other sites, so you might find some Healthy Voyager tips and articles somewhere else on the web that you may not have thought to look. Of course, there's always healthyvoyager.com to see my blog and recipes and all kinds of goodies, and my social networking site, which is healthyvoyagerpassportpals.ning.com. And there you can share travel stories and recipes and photos and mingle with other health-minded globetrotters. And we're doing a redesign on healthyvoyager.com. So in the coming months, you're going to see some brand new things coming from Healthy Voyager, like the new healthyvoyager.com that's going to be chock full of new information all the time, product reviews, new web series like our cooking show and fitness show, more travel show stuff, just tons of good stuff. We're launching wine tasting events with the Healthy Voyager Wine Club. Lots and lots of good stuff coming for Healthy Voyager. So keep checking us out online as well as on the air on the radio. Again, I'd like to thank our chef, the Blissful Chef, Chrissy Morgan, and the gals of Ecolux Life one more time for all of their great info today. Make sure to check out podcasts of today's show as well as past shows on healthyvoyager.com as well as on iTunes, where you can subscribe so you never miss a show. And before we head out, I'm going to play us out with a song by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros called Home. You can find out more about them, purchase CDs, etc. at www.vagrant.com. That's V-A-G-R-A-N-T, vagrant.com. Just search for Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. Some fun veggie musicians out there, and they've got a great song. I'm excited to play it. Thank you so much for joining me again today. I look forward to a great year of shows and guests, topics, music, and more. Have a wonderful Passover and or Easter weekend. Welcome to spring, and enjoy Home by Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. Bye.
My eye, girl, I never loved one like you.
Man, oh man, you're my best friend. I scream it too. There's nothing there, there ain't nothing that I need.
Well, hot and heavy, pumpkin pie, chocolate candy, Jesus Christ, ain't nothing please me more than you.
day you fell out of my window.
I saw a three-legged jumping out after me.
Well, you fell on the concrete, nearly broke your ass, and you were bleeding all over the place, and I rushed you out to the hospital. You remember that?
Yes, I do.
Well, there's something I never told you about that night.
What did you tell me?
While you were sitting in the back seat smoking a cigarette you thought was going to be your last, I was falling deep, deeply in love with you. And I never told you till just now.